Inside Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Ashley Kluber from Umpqua Valley Arts joining us this afternoon because there's some big doings. Let's see. We are now 3 weeks away. Is that right, from the Summer Arts Festival?
Just a little over two, Kyle. Just 15 more days.
Oh, two. Oh, goodness. Okay. So it's even closer than I was thinking earlier. June 26th to the 28th, talk about what people are going to see at the Summer Arts Festival.
Man, we have lots of fun stuff, as always. We are very excited to have over 100 curated artist booths featuring original artwork, as always. The exact number of artists that we have participating this year is roughly between 106 and 110, just because some artists will share a booth, so we've got doubled up into a couple of them. But that's always exciting because it means more art for visitors to come and experience and see. We have some interactive art experiences going on, along with our Youth Zone, as always, which has hands-on activities for kids and families, a great opportunity to kind of have the kids get creative and do something fun during the event. We also have lots of great live music and performances, both on the main stage and community stage. And if you're in the main stage area, we've also got tons of delicious food and refreshing drinks for everybody to enjoy.
So talk about the live music. Who's going to be playing?
Oh, we have so many great bands this year. So for anybody who is familiar, we've got Cover Culture, followed by Feng Shui, and then Bang Bang on Friday's stage. On Saturday, we have Borrowed Time opening the time slots, followed by Isaac Barrager with Melissa Ruth and the Likely Stories closing out the night. A couple of those names so far, like Feng Shui and Melissa Ruth, they have been on our stage before, and we are so excited to have them back because they always bring a great performance. Then on Sunday, we have Levi Chase Melendez opening with some nice soft acoustic guitar sounds just for a nice calm Sunday morning, followed by Mountaintop Sound closing out the festival as our final act of the weekend. Friday's acts all begin at 3 p.m. and then Sunday begins at 11 a.m. So we're going to be putting up posters around town and sharing on our social media the exact time that all of the bands play. So we encourage everybody to kind of keep an eye out for that in the next day or two.
All right. Now, you've got something new this year when it comes to tickets. Reveal that for us.
Yes, so we have been working very hard behind the scenes on ways that we can improve our process and procedure for the event. You know, being a 57-year-old festival, and it's crazy to think it's 57 years at this point, but being a 57-year-old festival, we have had many different traditions and practices and policies and procedures that we've had in place over the years, and we found that it was time to upgrade our ticket-taking system. So now anybody who wants to come to the event and they want to plan ahead and they want to be prepared, they can purchase tickets ahead of time online. This is a new and convenient way for visitors to have their tickets ready to go when they walk up to the gate. You just got to go to our website, to www.uvarts.com, and click on the Summer Arts Festival tab in the menu, and you'll be directed to our event information page, and there will be a Buy Tickets Now button. You can also use a QR code if you find any posters around town to be directed to that, but tickets are just $5 per person to attend. Children ages 8 and under are free, so no need to reserve your ticket ahead of time for any under 8 kiddos. But that'll allow anybody who wants to come and knows they're coming to just have it ready, be prepared, and have their attendance like confirmed for the event.
So that would just show up on your phone then?
Yes, and I believe that you would be able to definitely print your e-ticket as well, but basically when you come up to the gate, there's no processing payment or anything. You just show the ticket people that you have it, and then you'll be moved on through to volunteers who will scan your ticket to confirm that you are good to go in the event.
All right, and of course you could still do the old-fashioned bring money.
Absolutely. We are going to have the ability to take cards and cash at our gates, except for our handicap parking gate, which goes through the Clay Place. We're going to have a different system set up for that, but we will be happy to take cash and card at the gates, no problem.
All right, so a lot of things going on with the Summer Arts Festival. Do you still need volunteers for it?
Absolutely. This is our biggest event of the year, and with us being a small team of anywhere from 5 to 6 people at any one time on staff, it's a lot for us to take on, and we get lots of great help from so many people in the community, and we're forever grateful. Right now, we have multiple different positions that are still available. Namely, we need some good extra help in the Youth Zone as Youth Zone assistants. We also need some more booth sitters, a few building monitors, some help with setup and teardown. And so we have plenty of options available. And speaking of volunteering, we also have a really great system in place for to make it easy for people to sign up for those roles. If you go to our website, to our volunteer page, you'll be able to find a button about volunteering at Soma Arts Festival, and it'll direct you to a website that we're using called Bloomerang. And then you'll be able to make an account, sign up for the opportunities that you want to be part of for the event, and also kind of get an understanding of the days and times and just plug yourself right in. It makes it super easy.
All right, so you can do it that way, get connected, and know exactly what time you're supposed to be there and all of that. But if you need to or want to add another shift later, you can just go back online and do it.
Absolutely. That's really the beauty of it. That's another thing that we did in terms of streamlining our process and procedure. We wanted this to be really easy for volunteers because we have had a dedicated volunteer. Her name is Karma, for anybody listening who has worked with Karma as a volunteer in the past, who has helped us for many years with that, but it was definitely not in a way that made it streamlined and easy for people to sign up. And we just wanted to make that easier. And so that was another process procedure thing that we added this year to just make things all around a lot easier for everybody. And one thing I would like to remind our listeners about with volunteering is that one shift is 2 hours long and it gets you into the event for free. If you sign up for two or more shifts, which means 4 or more hours, you get a free Summer Arts Festival t-shirt. And if anybody has seen our poster for this year floating around social media, you'll get a kind of a glimpse of some of the vibe that we're going to be putting on the t-shirt. It's going to be just as great as last year's.
All right, very good. So that's coming up on the 26th to the 28th. What hours are you open all 3 days?
So we're going to be open at 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, just to, so everybody can plan ahead, because I know a lot of people want to see the artists. Artist booths will close at 8 p.m. on those days, but the whole festival is open 10 to 9. And then on Sunday, it's going to be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right, so that's coming up, UVA Summer Arts Festival. Now, there's other things you've got going on this time of year as well. Talk about those.
Lots of planning for these things, but 100%, Kyle, we do. We have summer camp registrations are still live. Starting in July, we're going to have week after week of fun art activities and lessons for children of all ages. So we encourage everybody to sign up soon to secure their spot for their kiddo, especially for any parents who just got done with graduation or end-of-year stuff. They're looking for summer things to do. This is a great time to consider that. On top of that, we also have a summer session for our Teen Clay Open Studio. That's an opportunity for teens ages 12 to 16 to come and learn new skills with clay and connect with each other and make some fun projects. After that, we have Umpqua Plein Air, which registrations are live. So if any artists want to try their hand at painting in plein air with an opportunity to show their work and have it be juried for prizes and accolades, they can sign up on our website. And then we're just going to continue to plan forward and look towards the future. One sneak peek I can give you is in September, we have a pretty special Steamroller big print invitational we are going to be hosting an event for. So I encourage everybody to keep an eye out for our upcoming guide. It's going to have all the information for all of that, plus more education opportunities.
Now, for Umpqua Plein Air, when does that happen?
That is going to be in August. It's going to be the 15th through the 20th for the actual paint out event. And then the actual opening reception is going to be the 22nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So any participants that want to participate, mark out the 15th through the 20th and register soon. Any community members that want to come see the artwork, mark your calendar for August 22nd for that opening reception.
And as well, if somebody's coming to the Arts Festival or wants to stop by sooner, talk about the current exhibits.
Yes, we have Biology Rising, Origins of Hope by Julie Anderson Bailey in the main gallery. It is a great selection of works of that are installation-based. We also have multiple other shows that are around either softness or our connection with the environment. So we have Unraveling Taxon by Sean Edrington in the corridor. We have Malleable, which is by artists across Washington, Oregon, and Idaho in the Red Door Gallery. It's a soft sculpture show. In Gallery 2, we have Tyler Brumfield with Disposable Landscapes. And then we also have in the Student Gallery artwork by young artists in the area through a youth pride group that we hosted in partnership with Douglas County ESD. And for anybody who might be a little crunched with beginning of summer stuff, but they are going to come to festival, we will have the building open throughout the festival for people to view the artwork. So that'll be a great time to come and check it out.
All right. And if people want to find out more about all of this, where do they go?
www.uvarts.com.
Ashley Kluver, Umpqua Valley Arts Summer Arts Festival. Getting very close. Ashley, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 1230 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others and let them know where they can hear it. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.